Listening test 2.
모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 대화 후에 할 일을 고르세요.
Mom, may I have one more egg?
No, it's for your sister.
Then may I go to the park now?
I'm afraid you can't. The sky is full of dark clouds. It's likely to rain soon. You should stay home and watch TV.
Okay, I see.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 가려고 하는 곳을 고르세요.
Excuse me, could you help me?
Sure, what is it?
How do I get to the nearest bank?
Go straight for a block and then turn right. Go for one block again and turn left at the corner. It's on your right side.
It's very nice of you to show me the way. Thank you.
You're welcome.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 연필 한 자루의 가격을 고르세요.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want some pencils.
How many do you need?
3. How much are they?
451.
Here you are.
Here is your change, 51.
Thank you.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 대화가 이루어지는 장소를 고르세요.
I'd like to send this package.
Where to?
To Canada. How much is the postage?
It costs $2 per kilogram.
How much do I have to pay for this?
Let me see. You'll need to buy stamps worth $4.20.
Okay. Here is $4.20. May I have a receipt?
Sure. Here you are.
5번입니다. 다음을 듣고 들려주는 내용으로 알 수 없는 것을 고르세요.
My name is Youngjun. I have a pen pal in the United States. His name is Donald Adams, and we are both 16. I know him very well, but I have never met him. We write to each other every month. My letters are not long because it is still hard for me to write in English.
6번입니다. 다음을 듣고 여자가 전화를 건 목적을 고르세요.
Hello, Minjae. This is Mina. As you know, this Saturday, we will have a math test. So I am going to the library to study math right after school tomorrow. Somin will go there with me. Can you come with us? If you want to go, please call me back. I hope you can come along. Bye.
7번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르세요.
You can usually find these in the kitchen. People use these to eat food. Some of them are made of wood, and some of them are made of metal. They always work in pairs, never alone. It is not easy for many Westerners to use these, but Asians are very good at using them. What are they?
8번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불해야 할 금액을 고르세요.
May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like a cheeseburger and a hot dog.
Anything to drink?
A Coke, please.
For here or to go?
For here, please.
Okay, here you go.
9번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 걸려고 했던 전화번호를 고르세요.
'Hello, this is Minkyu. Is this Steven's house?
Sorry, you have the wrong number.
Is this 476-3479?
No, this is 467-3479.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
10번입니다. 대화를 듣고 마지막 말에 담긴 여자의 의도로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Tim, I heard your grandfather passed away. I'm very sorry to hear the bad news.
Thanks, Jenny. I'm really sad. He was very kind and admirable.
I know. You were lucky to have such a great grandfather.
I miss him already.
Don't lose heart.
11번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Front desk, may I help you?
Hello, this is room 102. Do you have a dryer?
Of course, we'll send one right up.
Oh, and could I have some water?
Sure, we'll send some up soon.
Thanks.
12번입니다. 대화를 듣고 현재 시각을 고르세요.
Hurry up. We're late for the concert.
When will the concert begin?
It will begin at 4:30.
Then we have only 30 minutes left.
I don't think we can arrive on time. It's a crazy Monday. Why does everybody seem to be on the road?
It's strange, isn't it? The streets are always jam-packed on Mondays.
Anyway, how about taking a subway?
That's a good idea.
13번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자와 여자가 토요일에 할 일이 알맞게 짝지어진 것을 고르세요.
What are you going to do this Saturday?
You know, I will study for next week's exam. Why don't we go to the library together this Saturday?
Sorry, I can't. I have an appointment with the dentist.
That's okay. Maybe next time.
14번입니다. 다음을 듣고 여자가 한 일이 무엇인지 고르세요.
My dad made sandwiches for me yesterday. He cut the bread into slices first. Then he spread a lot of apple jam on two slices. Lastly, he put the slices together. Didn't I do anything? Yes, I did. I sat down and ate them up.
15번입니다. 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르세요.
Number one.
You did a great job.
Thank you for saying so.
Number two.
Help yourself to the apples.
Thank you, I will.
Number three.
Shall we spend the weekend in Seoul?
No, let's not.
Number four.
May I try this on?
Sure, the fitting room is over there.
Number five.
Could you give me a hand?
Yes, you can.
16번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 컴퓨터를 사려는 이유를 고르세요.
Hi, Ryan. What's up?
Hi, Jihee. What are you doing here?
I'm looking for a printer. What about you?
I'm thinking about buying a computer.
You already have one, don't you?
Yes, but I need another one. I'd like to use the internet more effectively.
But doesn't it cost a lot of money to buy a new one?
Well, I suppose so, but the old one is too slow to manage my blog well.
I'd like to talk about a dangerous driving habit. If you drive for many hours, it is very easy to become sleepy. It can be just as dangerous as drunk driving. There are some tips you can use to stay awake. If you start to feel sleepy, you should stop at a rest area to walk around. You can also chew gum or sing a song loudly when you're sleepy.
Tell me, Kevin, what's your problem?
I tried to lose weight, but I'm still fat.
Stop eating ice cream and chocolate. They make you fat.
I already did that. I want to have a slim and nice body. What should I do?
Aren't you Anne Smith?
Do I know you? Oh, you're Tim Harrison.
Yes, I am. I lived next door to you.
Long time no see. How have you been?
I've been doing well.
We were quite good friends, right?
Of course we were. How is your family?
They're doing well. Please say hello to your parents.
Hi, David. What are you doing now?
I'm looking for a place to go on this vacation. Maybe my family will go to Hawaii.
I envy you. I can't go anywhere this vacation.
Why? What's up?
My mom is sick, so she is in the hospital. She broke her leg in a car accident.
Thank you. 제2회 듣기 모의고사의 듣기 방송을 모두 마칩니다.